Well, good evening, listeners, and welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling, broadcasting here out of the studio in Auckland on a beautiful Wednesday evening here. And I think it's pretty much the same type of weather all over the country. So wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's a Wednesday, Saturday or Sunday or any other night during the week, you're welcome along to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the Hugh Green Group. Hopefully you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland and bits of news of things happening here in New Zealand. And also we'll have plenty of good music. And up first tonight, a man that's always popular, singer on this programme here, and one of my favourite singers, a man called Luke Kelly, and a lovely song called Song for Ireland.
Walking all the day near tall towers where falcons build their nests. Silver-winged they fly, they know the call of freedom in their breast. Saw black head against the sky, where twisted rocks they run to the sea. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Saw one touch the bow, he played a reel which seemed so grand and gay. Stood on Dingle Beach and cast, in wild foam we found Atlantic bass. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Day with true friends who try to make you stay, telling jokes and the news, singing songs to while the time away. Watched the Galway salmon run like silver, dancing, darting in the sun. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea, and I sang a song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I saw a land where no one had to fight. Waking in your dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light. Sleeping where the falcons fly, they twist and turn all in your air blue sky. Being on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. I stood by your Atlantic sea and I sang a song for Ireland.
Yes, Luke Kelly there, whose anniversary of his death was a few weeks ago, only 44, when he passed away. One of the original Dubliners and certainly a brilliant singer. Welcome along. If you've tuned in, you're just listening to Ireland Calling, and hopefully you're tuning in every week. And the programme is always brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And wherever you listen tonight, I just hope that you're enjoying the programme. We've got a few new listeners. We'll say play a request for them in a few minutes' time. Friends of mine that are travelling around New Zealand at the moment from Ireland and enjoying themselves here. Before that, I just want to say thanks very much to the a number, not a lot, of people that went to the trouble to send some donations to me over the last week to help out the family. Kerry Birdwhistle, who's suffering serious cancers at the moment, and she's got two young children, Hudson, who was four last Saturday, Lexi, 2.5, and her husband on an apprentice wage. So she's originally from Dooradoyle in Limerick, and a number of large donations have been received since the fundraising effort was launched over 2 weeks ago. And you can make a donation online by going on to the Give a Little page and looking for Kerry, K-E-R-R-I, Bird. That's short for Bird Thistle, her name. And I called around there on Saturday to visit the family, and they appreciate the efforts that have been done within the Irish community and indeed further afield to help them as they're dealing with traumatic events for Kerry's life. So I'll give you the box number where you can send a donation if you'd like, a cheque made out to Kerry Bird Thistle, and I'll pass it on to the family. And again, if you want to go online to the Give a Little page, you can make a donation there. So any help that we can give would be appreciated. Right, we'll quickly look through the news from Ireland at the moment. On the front page of the Irish Times, we started the weather, a breezy day, largely dry but clouds, with just a few sunny spells, highs between 11 and 13 degrees. So it's quite mild over there at the moment. Other big headline in the Irish Times says, state to examine low-ball bids to win contracts. Taoiseach tells Doyle of his concerns over low construction tender prices. And Simon Harris, the Minister for Health, had to apologise in the Doyle Chamber yesterday for failure to reveal the hospital overspending concerns. This is a contract that was signed by Enda Kenny about 7 years ago. They've only started the foundations in the grounds of St James's Hospital. The original price of this contract was about $668 million, and the latest estimates is putting it at $1.7 billion and possibly to go up over $2 billion. And Minister Harris had been given a memo, but for obviously contractual reasons he didn't mention it in an answer by Barry Cowan, a Fianna Fáil spokesman on health, last September. So he had to go on to the floor of the House yesterday and correct the record. But it's obviously a huge blowout of money. The hospital has to be built, and I think it's working out at about €3.5 million per bed in the hospital by the time it's finished. So the price is escalating. Reports find Dublin one of the worst cities in the world to be a car driver, and the nurses' dispute seems to have been settled, but it's going to cost the government around 35 to 40 million. And now the Gardaí may launch their own pay claim, and there's talks that the teachers may do something similar as well. So certainly, you know, the government, with the overspending on the children's hospital, having to pay extra money to the nurses to settle their pay claims, finances won't be looking too hot at the moment. Right, well, it is hot here in New Zealand, and wherever you're listening tonight, hopefully you're enjoying the programme. And as I mentioned earlier on, I've got a friend of mine and his wife and daughter visiting New Zealand at the moment. So we'll play this song for Michael, Eileen and Cuiva Glenn. Michael went to school with me in Glenamaddy, and Eileen from Derrygonnelly, and that's where they live in County Fermanagh. And Mike and me would have danced to this man on a number of times at the Sound of Music Club. Here he is, man that passed away almost a year ago, Big Tom and the Four Roads to Glenamaddy. Mm-hmm.
roads, winding to a town in County Galway. Four country roads, leading to the friends I left behind. Four dusty roads, winding to the town of Glenmady. Four dusty roads, forever in the caverns of my mind. Once in a while, I hear the sound of music in the winter night. I see now and then the trees where we shattered from the rain. And once in a while, I see us walking home in the morning light. And after the time, I long to see my hometown once again. And one to the churchyard where my mom and daddy lie. One dusty road where I strolled with a loved one in the shadows. And one dusty road that led me on my journey far away.
Yes, indeed, Big Tom there, and the four roads to Glenmady, and that request going out to friends of mine travelling around New Zealand, Michael, Eileen and Quiva, Glenn, probably heading from Rotorua to Wellington as they're listening to this podcast or broadcast of the programme, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And just looking through the headlines in the Irish Examiner today, I mentioned earlier there about the nurses' pay claims being settled with a payout of 35 million this year and 15 next year. But according to the Irish Time or the Irish Examiner, strike set to resume as nurses push back on deal. Varadkar again hits out at firms lowballing to win tenders. Not enough judges to hear cancer cases. Schools face fine if match trouble flares. Schools have been warned that they will be fined and supporters banned if tensions flare up during today's Munster rugby cup ties at Musgrave Park and Thomond Park. So obviously, I know there was a bit of ructions last year after a game in Donnybrook, in Leinster Schools. Man dies from after a fall from a 45-foot wall. Body was found face up by staff at the Ardour Educational Centre. And speaking of that, there's a story running in the Irish Independent. I saw it online last night. Two young people, one from Mullingar, a young man, and a young girl from Wicklow, who both had major accidents here, fell and had suffered serious brain injuries. And the young man from, I think, Mullingar is doing well. He's in Christchurch, and the young girl just had the accident last Thursday in Dunedin, and both families are out here to be with their loved ones. I see there's a GoFundMe page set up for both families, and they've been quite generously supported, mainly from their friends back in Ireland. But terrible phone call to get in the middle of the night to say that your son or daughter has been involved in an accident on the other side of the world, and you have to drop everything and to go to be with them. So our thoughts and prayers are with his family, as they are with the family of Kerry Birdthistle, and indeed her young family. I see here where the story that most Catholics, despite not going regularly to Mass, those that are getting married all, would always like to have a priest officiating at the wedding ceremony. Garda unhappy where he thought the body was found. This is this case that's running, getting lots of publicity in Ireland about the love triangle down in Tipperary, where a man is alleged to have killed his lover's partner. And the body was missing for over 2 years and found in a kind of a slurry tank. So the case has been going on now. It's into its probably third week. And a guard involved in the search for Bobby Ryan 8 years ago says he became unhappy with where he thought the missing man's body was found after watching a television news broadcast. And what else has happened here? See, West Cork funeral for famed author, artist and writer at his home in West Cork. And he certainly was a French-born children's author, and he lived in West Cork, and so he's going to be buried there. Righto, we'll take a little bit of music and come back with more news. And up next, a few reels and jigs here. A bit of lively music there, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Nice picture today in many of the papers of President Michael D. Higgins and his wife Sabina, along with the Duchess of Cornwall and the Prince of Wales, and they met up yesterday in Liverpool at the Victoria Gallery and Museum, University of Liverpool, during the visit to the UK by President Michael D. Higgins and his wife Sabina. And the days are getting a bit longer indeed over there, and a little bit shorter here in New Zealand, but still beautiful weather. I was shocked today to read about, we saw all the floods in Australia last week, parts of North Queensland that had 3 years' rain in the space of 10 days, upwards of 500,000 animals lost and many farms destroyed. They've gone from being in drought for 4 years to, when the rain started about 2 weeks ago, they thought this was brilliant, you know, but then the monsoon weather came in and certainly has caused huge destruction. Well, pages and pages of stuff relating to the overspending of the construction costs of the new hospital that hasn't even come out of the ground yet, on the grounds of the St. James's Hospital there on the outskirts of Dublin. And as I said earlier, the contract was signed by Taoiseach Enda Kenny when he was in office probably about 6 years ago, and the hospital was going to cost about 687 million. And now the latest estimates is 1.7 billion, and it probably could go above 2 billion. And now that the government have to spend this extra money, this has to be cuts from other departments. So there's a lot of distress amongst people in Ireland. And I see, as a result of the nurses' strike over the last 2 weeks, I think they did 2 days last week and a day the week before, it'll take months to reschedule all of the operations and appointments that had to be made for people. And there was 410 people on hospital trolleys in Ireland yesterday. See here, the Lord Mayor of Dublin, he caught a fleeing burglary suspect yesterday. Dublin Lord Mayor Niall Ring, he's to be hailed a hero after catching a fleeing burglar in the city. And in fact, he and his wife were in the news at the weekend because they had outstanding loans on their home of over $1 million. They had a lot of borrowings, and I think there was a possibility that the banks were going to move on them, but they managed to refinance and restructure, which is good news. And we'll come on to sport in a few minutes, but there's pictures in many of the papers today of a man that's been involved with a few teams who passed away yesterday, Donal Reid, and former All-Ireland winning GAA hero. Oh no, he was hailed a hero after saving a woman who caught fire at Mass. This was in Donegal, and he was from Killigordon, but a former man that was involved with Donegal, our man, a number of other teams. I see he passed away yesterday, and we'll mention his name when we come back after this next piece of music, and we'll have a look at the sports pages. Lots happening on the sports front, but at least it was good that Ireland managed to get back to their winning ways at the weekend.
You'll never be the sun turning in the sky, and you won't be the moon above us on the moonlit night, and you won't be the stars in heaven, although they burn so bright. But even on the deepest ocean, you will be the light. You may not always shine as you go might be so long together, or you might walk alone, and you won't find that love comes easy, but that love is always right. So even when the part inside, when love turns round on you, leaving the past behind. It's knowing you'll do like you always. Be the sun turning in the sky, and you won't be the moon above us on the moonlit night, and you won't be the star. Even on the deepest ocean, you will be the light. You will be the light. You will be the light.
Yes, well, if Luke Kelly is one of my favourite male singers in Ireland, Dolores Keane there, certainly one of my favourite female singers, great voice, and a beautiful song called Never Be the Sun. And the sun is still shining here, although it's late in the evening in Auckland, and you're listening to us on a Wednesday night here on Planet FM in Auckland. Broadcast going out in Wellington on Christchurch on Saturday night, and Capity Coast Sunday afternoon, and Wellington on Sunday night. And as I mentioned, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And if you have a pen and paper at the ready, I'll give you that P.O. Box number if you would like to send a donation to the fundraising effort that's going on to help Kerry Bordhistle and her family. It's P.O. Box 331667 Takapuna. P.O. Box 331667 Takapuna. And you can make a check out to Kerry Bordhistle and send it off, and I'll make sure it gets to her. And thanks to the people that have already gone to the trouble to send in donations. And you can also make it online on the Give a Little website. Look up Kerry Bird, B-I-R-D, and you'll be able to get the link there. And again, thanks to all the people that have supported the fundraising efforts that have been in place for about 2 weeks now. Now, the man that passed away yesterday that I was telling you about was an Armagh man, John Morrison, and he died suddenly. But John had was involved with several inter-county teams, including Armagh, Antrim, Donegal, Mayo and Leitrim, and he also coached the Monaghan ladies team in the past. And more recently he was listed as with his involvement with the Wexford senior football team, and he also played and managed and was even chairman of Armagh Harps. He was a larger than life figure, known for his eclectic and diverse range of coaching skills, and he certainly was very well liked. Picture Brian Cody here, and he's with a couple of young fellas presenting jerseys to them. I'm still underage for management as far as I'm concerned. That's what Brian Cody is saying. No sign of him going away. All conquering Cody has no end in sight. And the end has come for a great footballer that we all knew, grew up knowing, and we all pretended we were like him, and goalkeeper Gordon Banks. He passed away yesterday. He was 81, and of course he's famous for that 1996 World Cup save at Pelly. I thought it was 1971, but according to this, it's 1966. So I see here where Joe Smith is happy that Kieran Marmion, who had surgery after the last year, he's to return. So that'll be good for Joe Smith. And Ireland certainly had a good win against Scotland. They didn't get the bonus point, but they certainly bounced back after their annihilation by England the week before. And England are odds on now to win the championship. But Ireland have an easier game next time around. They're playing, of course, Italy away, and that match is going to be in Rome in 2 weeks' time. So obviously, and then they have a game at home against France in early March, and then a game away, a final game away to Wales in Cardiff in a few weeks' time. So that'll be the big one. But looking back at some of the sports results from the weekend, that match rugby scoreline was Scotland 13, Ireland 22. And that was got a lot of publicity. And the big news on Monday was that Sean O'Brien has announced that he'll be leaving Irish rugby in Leinster at the end of the season. He's taken up a lucrative contract with former Irish coach Declan Kidney at London Irish. And so England, as I said, absolutely annihilated France. And Donal Linehan writes in the paper today saying that this is probably the worst French rugby team ever he's seen. And he doesn't give them much hope for success anytime soon. Right, we'll run quickly through some of the sport and fixtures, but the Allianz Football and Hurling Leagues are into full swing now. And round three last weekend in Division 1, Kerry and Dublin in front of a packed house in Tralee. Kerry just coming through there, 118 to 214. Mayo, they've won both their games, opening games, 113 to 11 points over Cavan. Roscommon and Tyrone, a draw. That match ended with Roscommon getting a free, but which was reversed as a retaliation. Somebody must have retaliated or something. That match ended in a draw, and Galway played. Galway supposed to be in a bad game up in Inishkeen. Galway came away with the points there. So the standing after three games, actually, Mayo and Kerry are on top with 6 points each, and then Galway on four, Roscommon on three, and Dublin on two. Dublin being beaten twice by Monaghan and indeed Kerry. So Division 2 standing, Meath on top there, 2 wins from 3 games, followed by Fermanagh. And in fact, Fermanagh had a game last night, and I think they've won. They've drawn their first 2 games, so they've certainly moved up to the top of the Division 2 there. You'll be happy with that, Mick, if you're listening to the programme. And then they're followed by Donegal, Clare, Tipperary. Division 3 leading that is Longford. They've had 5 points in their 3 games, followed by Laois, Loud, Down, Carlow, Westmeath, Offaly, Sligo. And Division 4, 3 from 3, Leitrim are on the top there with 6 points ahead of Derry, Wicklow, Limerick, London and Wexford. And the hurling standings at the moment, Division 1, Limerick have played 2 games, won them. Kilkenny played 2 and they've won 1, and Tipperary the same. So you've got Limerick on Division 1A on 4 points, followed by Kilkenny, Tipperary, Wexford on 2, Cork have no points. Division 1B, Waterford on the top there after 4 points from 2 games. And Dublin are joint equal. Galway are behind with 3 points, having drawn with Carlow. And of course, last weekend you had the club semi-finals, and that was played between St. Thomas's from Galway, and they played Cushion Dahl from Antrim, and they came through there just by a point, and 18 points to 11. And the other game was a bit more straightforward, although it was tight up to the last minute. Ballyhale Shamrocks, led by the great Henry Shefflin, managing now. He's finished playing, and they beat Ballygunner. So it'll be Ballyhale against St. Thomas's in the All-Ireland Club Hurling Final, which will take place in Croke Park on St. Patrick's Day. This weekend, this is the turn of the footballers. Cora Finn, current All-Ireland Club champions, they take on Weedore from Donegal. And in one semi-final, and then you have Crokes. They're taking on Mullinocta and from County Westmeath. So I was listening to previews of these games, and Sean Kavanagh, the well-known Tyrone player, he feels that if anybody's to cause a shock this weekend, it could be Guidoor. And of course, they're still reeling up there from the terrible tragedy that killed the 4 young men 2 weeks ago. But he thinks that they might surprise Tyrone, or they might surprise Cora Finn. And but he thinks that Dr. Crokes will be too strong for Mullinocta, the team that everybody is absolutely delighted to see come through and win the Leinster Championship. And they're from a small little village in the county Longford. Righto, we'll move on with some more music here, and this time we'll hit a button here and see what we've got. Crowley set. Yes, indeed. More reels and jigs there, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And we'll come back and get you more news from the papers. But up next, we're going to have a special song here, and from U2, for a man that is just a regular listener to my program. He comes back to New Zealand every year. I played a song for the last, played ones or two requests for him. But anyways, Dennis Till is listening tonight with Conor O'Leary. They're doing a bit of work on a house, and they're out in the cottage out in Kemu. So we'll play U2. I still haven't found what I'm looking for, and we'll play this as well for Troy O'Leary, ex-Alrex Ross Mini boys, who are, Troy's heading off down to Otago University tomorrow. So good luck, Troy, with the studies down there. And Dennis, I suppose this song might be appropriate. It's, I still haven't found what I'm looking for. But anyway, Dennis, I hope you like this. And Connor, listening tonight in here in, what do you call it, Auckland, out in Kemu. Got the wrong button. Here we go. There we go, U2.
Mountain, I have run through.
Yes, indeed, you too there. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. A request going out there for Dennis and indeed his girlfriend, I think, arrives from London tomorrow, Mickey, and tonight out in Kemu with Conor O'Leary, and getting ready to farewell his godson, Troy, tomorrow, who heads off down to Otago to study. And greetings to the rest of the O'Leary clan, Tim and Carolyn out there, and everybody else that's listening to the programme tonight, programme Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. We'll always take a look at the farming sections of the paper each week, and I see letting land supply hits a record time low, potato growers paying up to €600 an acre, and grazing ground trading hands for as high as €350 an acre. Obviously, lots of demand from dairy farmers to increase the land so that they can milk more cows and supply more milk. Calf sales strong despite export fears. I haven't mentioned Brexit on the show tonight, but nothing really has happened over the last week. And basically, Theresa May is looking for more time, and hopefully a deal can be done, because the more and more you hear about it is, if Britain leaves without a deal, it's going to be a disaster for everybody, but especially for Ireland, and especially for people living on the border counties. Because my good friend Michael Glynn, listening to the programme tonight, was a customs officer in Black Line for many years, and he lives close to the border in Fermanagh, and works in Donegal, and travels over and back every day to work. And he said that if it goes back to what it was like when he went up there working in the 80s, it just would be a nightmare. And so I'm sure it's in everybody's interest that a deal can be done. Nice picture here of Yeo's protecting their lambs, enjoying spring sunshine at Gar Finney in Milltown in County Cavan. Nice, beautiful, nothing better than a sight of young lambs running around their mothers. And they're all looking, the sheep, there's about 10 of them here, looking towards the camera. Maybe somebody let off a bang, so they all kind of looked up at the same time, including the lambs. What else? There's, looking here, barley price. Barley grows fear price slump as buyers aren't biting. Strong farmer demand driving early calf sales. Well, I was talking to somebody the other day, and they said that Frisian bull calves aren't selling as well, probably other brands. And I see a man here doing a bit of ploughing with the rainbow in the background. They were at a ploughing match in Timoleague in County Cork, Kieran Cahen. He was from Ballinspittle. That's where Our Lady was rumoured to have appeared there in the 80s. Well, thousands of people plucked down to Ballinspittle. There's a cross road there, and Our Lady statue was there, and somebody saw it moving or a tear being shed, and many people went there and prayed for weeks and weeks, but no concrete evidence was produced about Our Lady appearing there. Building budding business. They began with 10 acres 4 years ago. This year they have contracted 33 farmers to grow 600 acres. They're founders of Ireland's leading hemp business. And there's an interview with them here. If you can grow it here, you can grow it anywhere. And this could be a multi-million dollar crop for farmers if the shackles were removed. And tomorrow, the 14th of February, Valentine's Day. Plenty of Valentine's Day ads in all the Irish papers today. Not in the farming papers that I'm looking here now. Farming's great growth dilemma. The farming sector is facing massive challenges on how it can maintain growth while delivering on its climate action obligations, reports Ronnie Bellew here. And resolving this dilemma is the most important challenge facing the agriculture sector in Ireland. So there's some of the big stories from the farming section of the paper. Spring is off to a positive start, but after 2018, we're taking no chances. That's the talking about the spring calving season in full swing now. Right, we're going to get back into full swing now with another song here. And this is Sinead Lohan and a lovely song called Sailing By.
See, it's always me.
gravitate towards the core. And try as you might, you just can't fly. But the secret is to separate your mind. Cause dreams are a kite on a windy day, free as a boat by the pier. And I can see it's always me holding her here, holding her here. Sitting in my chair, I could be anywhere. I'll be sailing by. Dreams are a kite on a windy day, free as a boat by the pier. And I can see it's always me holding her here, holding her here. Is clear just as long as you're not telling me lies. Cause dreams are a kite on a windy day, free as a boat by the pier. And I can see it's always me holding her here, holding her here.
Beautiful voice there of Sinead Lohan and Sailing By. We're not sailing away quite just yet. We've got another about 10 minutes of the programme left. The programme you're listening to, Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And as I said, if you've got that pen and paper and you'd like to take down the address, my P.O. Box number is P.O. Box 331667 Takapuna. And if you'd like to make a donation to the fundraising efforts that's going on to help the young mother from Limerick who's quite ill at the moment with two young children, 4 and 2.5. Her name is Kerry Bird Thistle. There's a good fundraising campaign underway to help her as she deals with the cancers that she has at the moment. So if you'd like to help out, and no matter how big or small donation you can make, you can put it in an envelope and send it off to me at P.O. Box 331667 Takapuna, and I'll make sure it gets to her. And if you want to do it online, you can just go online to the Give a Little website, and the details are there. Right, the Rose of Tralee is coming up in a few weeks' time, and there's a fundraising event at the Auckland Arts on February the 23rd, and it's featuring Guy Cater, New Zealand's international hypnotist. This could be dangerous, but anyway, it promises to be a great night, so if you'd like to get together with a few friends and enjoy a laugh, why don't you give the organisers of the Rose of Tralee in Auckland, Denise Murray, Claire Connolly or Maureen Laird, a call. You can get them through the Auckland Irish Society club rooms, but I'm sure regular listeners out there will know how to get them. I have three mobile phone numbers here, but there's no point giving them to you because it'll take you too long to write them down. But if you can get onto the Irish club, if you get the newsletter, there'll be details there how to get hold of Denise, Claire or Maureen, and I'm sure there'll be a bit of fun there. Right, well, there's good news and bad news here. I saw this story on the website earlier today where the GAA have just arranged to archive and over 500 games of Gaelic finals, many finals, but other games as well, going back to 1961. And some smart aleck said in a piece of feedback saying, well, this doesn't go back far enough to see Mayo winning their last All-Ireland final. So there was a bit of a dig in there. But these are edited highlights of All-Ireland football and hurling finals. They're now available on the GAA website. And if you're a visitor to the GAA Museum at Croke Park, you'll be able to access many more games through an interactive touchscreen. And there'll also be an access point in the GAA Museum reading room, and where the entire games can be viewed. So that'll include some 113 All-Ireland finals dating back to 1961, the year that I was born. And in addition, there's provincial finals across the same period. And obviously club finals since 1989. So this is a fantastic, obviously, collection of games. And you go onto the GAA website, you'll be able to get a snippet of some of these. And don't forget, you can watch all the league games now on gaago.ie. Many people would sign up to that to watch the championship games during the Irish summer, but certainly these league matches, there's packages on there where you can watch them. And so if you want to keep up with all things Gaelic games, and it says here, Martin Brenny, a fellow county man of mine and from the same parish, he says Mayo must go for Dublin's jugular now to end their league hopes. So if Horan's men's win, Gavin will be facing a different dynamic to the last six seasons. So Dublin obviously winning the league for the last 4 or 5 years, and that's gone on and helped them win 4 in a row in senior football. So they've lost 2 of their league games. They're obviously playing Dublin the next one, or playing Mayo in the next game. That game would be in Dublin, Croke Park. So if Mayo are able to beat Dublin, that would probably eliminate them from any chance of being in the league final. And but Martin references to 1982, when Mick O'Dwyer, who was leading Kerry at the time, they'd done 4 in a row. They were heading for the 5 in a row. And they had a disastrous league campaign. And Martin wonders here whether Mick orchestrated that so that they could have a bit of a clear run at the championship. And of course, they got to the final. And a man called Seamus Darby in the 70th minute of the game, or 69th minute of the game, put the ball into the Kerry net, and he became a hero in Offaly. And Kerry missed out on the 5 in a row, which probably most people felt they deserved, but it wasn't to be. Right, we'll take another bit of music here. Song used to hear at the Mercantile in the Rocks. There was an Irish pub over there when I lived in Australia over 30 years ago. If we only had old Ireland over here. This is Dominic Kerwin.
King of old Ireland and Killarney's lakes and fells, I was dreaming of the shamrocks and the dear old Shandon bells. When my memory suggested, in a vision bright and clear, all the strange things that would happen if we had old Ireland here. If the Blarney Stone stood out on Sydney Harbour and Dublin Town to Melbourne came to stay, if the Shannon River joined Killarney's lakes flowed into Rodney Bay, if the Shannon bells rang out in Old Fremantle and County Cork in Adelaide did appear, Aaron's sons would never roam, all the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here. There are lots of lovely fairies dancing on the village green. There are lots of lovely collies, the finest ever seen, where the boys are all called Paddy and the girls called Molly dear. Sure, we'd wrap the green flag around them if we had old Ireland here. If the Shannon bells rang out in Old Fremantle and
ever roam. All the boys would stay at home. If we only had old Ireland over here. If we only had old Ireland over here.
Yes. Well, you get a bit of Ireland here each week for an hour on Ireland Calling. That's Dominic Kerwin there. If we only had all Ireland over here. And that's about it for another week. Thank you for tuning in. Hope you've enjoyed the programme brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And I'll be back again next week with another edition of Ireland Calling. In the meantime, have a nice weekend. Enjoy this lovely fine weather we're having here. And don't forget, if you're able to help out Kerry Bird Thistle, send a donation off to a cheque to P.O. Box 331667 Takapuna to me, Oliver Lee, and I will make sure that she gets, her and her family gets it. For me, good night, goodbye, and God bless.